New research reveals Australians are prioritising the importance of community and connection, with nearly three quarters of Aussies providing support to their community. And there is a way to recognise those who are helping others. And joining us to have a chat about it is the founder of Hope in a Suitcase, Rachel Clancy. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. You got a bit of a rough throat there.
Yes, yes. Like the rest of the world at the moment.
Exactly right. Now, first of all, Rachel, tell us a little bit about Hope in a Suitcase. What's that?
Yes, so Hope in a Suitcase is a non-for-profit charity, which I started myself, firstly here in Newcastle, and it aims to empower young people entering foster care simply by providing them with a suitcase of their own belongings. The purpose of this is to promote a sense of self-worth, and just let them know that there's people out there that care for them and that they're worthy. And so these suitcases are stocked all around Australia in the child protection offices.
Why did you start up Hope in a Suitcase? Where did the idea come from?
Yeah, so I foster myself, but also I grew up with my family fostering. And over all the years, 21 years that I experienced watching kids coming to care, I got sick of seeing them turn up with a plastic bag, a garbage bag.
Yeah.
And I decided that surely we can do better than that. And the message that the garbage bag is sending them is pretty much that they're trash. So I decided I wanted to do something about it. And then that's where Hope in a Suitcase came in.
That's a really nice thing to do for your community. Now, I know you don't do it for thanks, but it is nice to be recognised with something like the Panadol Care Collective last year, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's beautiful. You kind of, like, you go on doing these things because you're so passionate about it and you love doing it. And, you know, I volunteer, I reckon, about 50 hours at least a week of my time, and I don't really think anything of it as if it's something really big and special. It just becomes the norm. So then it was quite nice when I got nominated for the Panadol Care Collective, just to realise that you are actually making a difference. And even though you don't need it to be recognised, it kind of is a humbling feeling to know that it has been recognised, what you're doing.
Rachel, it must be a passion of yours. We all do our jobs, for example, but, you know, things that you turn up to every day becomes work. But you're putting in so many hours for something that you're not necessarily rewarded for. Do you love doing it?
Absolutely love doing it. Yeah, absolutely love it. I'm very passionate about it. It's pretty much my everyday, all day, every day. I could be on call any time to get a call to say that a child needs a suitcase. But it's just something that I'm very passionate about because I truly believe there's a brighter future for these kids. And at the moment, there's too higher of a percentage of these children, you know, unfortunately experiencing mental health illnesses, addictions, homelessness, unemployment and stuff. And I just think it really starts back to the basics. And I think if we can do the tiniest thing about that, which is pretty simple, providing a suitcase of their own belongings, then surely that's a start. So I'm very passionate about it.
Rachel, if somebody would like to nominate another leader in our community, much like yourself, for the Panadol Care Collective, do you know what they should do?
Yeah, so if anyone wants to nominate, the entries are open now up until the 29th of July of this year. And all they need to do is visit Panadol Care Collective website, which is www.panadol.com.au/care collective.
All right, do that for somebody in our community that is leading the way, much like Rachel is with Hope in a Suitcase. Rachel, I hope your voice gets better soon, and thank you very much for the work that you do, and thanks for joining us on 2NM.
No, thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.